for those who are still not able to stabilize their awareness. Get that one first, then make it stable, ever mindful, but then use it to cultivate. You will progress on. This is the focus. Forget about what the thought tell you. Like yesterday down there after the class at night, I remember Pao Lian and Jin Hao. Oh, Bertio, we don't have the past one. We are not like them. All these are the thought tell you. Then some say, I'm very remorseful. Sometimes I still got emotion. Then they want to ask for forgiveness. I say, it's okay. Don't worry. Yeah, these are what the thought tell you. Forget about it. Be very focused. Cultivation means what? Faithfulness. So train yourself, develop this stability of mindfulness leading to heedfulness. Follow the instruction. Then all this thinking mind, mundane mind that tell you all this to me is nonsense. Forget about it, understand not? This one is delusion. The reality is whatever you do reflect back onto your life. So the past is already gone. Forget about it. No need to be remorseful, unhappy, or limit yourself. That's why after that, Jin Hao this morning told me on the way down, after the morning exercise and the meditation, he said, beautiful, thank you so much. Last night was a good knock, they say. Heavy knock, they say. Because all the while, he was holding on to that type of negative thinking. Then didn't realize that the focus is to train your mind. The Buddha already said, Dhammapada was tenure. Heedfulness is the path to the depths. The heedful never die. The moment you are heedful, you are home. Then I already many times, without mindfulness, the stability of it, you cannot penetrate the Dhamma. You cannot understand. Most of it will be knowledge-based, or some form of reflection, contemplation, second-turning wisdom. But the penetrative one won't come until you develop the stability of awareness.